Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're taking the next step after the previous episode where I talked about how to audit your own user experience. And I want to more specifically zoom in on the offers, how to actually create aligned offers that will make sense in that user experience. And if you didn't listen to the previous episode, it will still make sense for you as well. But if you haven't audited your own user experience just yet and you want to understand where to start that process, what exactly to look at, and how to understand the experience your students are having, definitely start with the previous episode. But today, we're gonna be jumping in those offers that you should consider for your funnels. And the reason why I'm talking all about this is because I have finally decided to launch the Kajabi Glow Up experience. Even though everything I'm talking about is applicable to any other platform and any other setup as well, specifically my own experience here is coming from Kajabi, as I have worked on the platform for years and I just see these optimization opportunities that Kajabi users don't always use. And there are just so many great setup variations, and most of these are very easy to implement. And the reason why I created the Kajabi Glow Up experience, which is a 6-week done with you program where I help you to truly take your Kajabi setup to the next level and help you to understand not only how to actually do these things, but how to truly strategize and optimize first of all, and then implement all of those ideas in your own Kajabi site. Either you're just getting started from complete ground zero, or you already have some setup done and maybe you're considering some upgrades, or you just know that there's some missing piece there and your user experience could be improved, this is the core of that experience. And along with launching this product, I actually currently have been working with several Kajabi client projects as well. And it just has reminded me yet again how important it really is that you do take a look at these user experience elements, that you understand them and that you optimize them. Because first of all, it's for your own profit, right? Sure, we're talking about user experience. We want to make sure they have great experience with your products. It makes sense. Everything is aligned. Everything's brand aligned, right? One mistake, especially with Kajabi that I see so often, is the fact that you just overlook part of that experience because you may not really know where to optimize it, like where to actually change the thank you page, where to change the checkout page. I've seen so many checkout pages with that blue Kajabi banner or like Kajabi logo on the page. You have to brand align everything because all of that matters for your user experience. Anyhow, coming back specifically to optimizing everything, so you want to make sure that that experience makes sense for your users, right? And your goal as a creator is, sure, you want to be making money, but you want to help your audience, right? And unless you optimize that path, unless you actually give them opportunities to buy, unless you talk about the product you have created, you will not be helping them to the full extent, right? Sure, they might see a product here and there, but unless you actually talk with them about other opportunities, about the next step, about add-ons, about that other opportunity they could sign up for, they are already in your space. They're already taking action. They already have said, yes, I need support, right? So it's your task right now to actually put those opportunities in front of them. And this is exactly what we were talking about in this previous auditing episode. Today, we're going to be talking more about specifically the products, the types of offers to consider in this experience. And if you are on Kajabi and you know that you have left it behind, like you haven't fully optimized it, or you just feel like it's too much, this Kajabi Glow Up experience really will be the perfect fit for you. Because again, you will learn not only exactly what to do, like what your funnel should look like, and it's going to be personalized, right? I will help you specifically with your current setup, with your offers. understand exactly what you need to do. That's what really makes this experience so unique. So if you know that you need that additional support, especially with Kajabi, because, you know, it can be a bit complex to understand, especially if you're starting from ground zero. If you are in that place, definitely check out the description where you will find the link. Okay, but now let's actually talk about the offers to consider for your funnel. So in the previous episode, I already gave you an idea what are these elements. So we have a tripwire, we have an order bump, and we have an upsell. Different platforms may call these slightly different, and not on all the platforms you will be able to like easily implement everything, but you will have an option for one or the other, so it is always possible to do at least some of this. In some platforms you will have to get a bit more creative, but in most there will be an easy opportunity to implement at least some of these elements. So we will walk through all of them as step by step. First of all, we have a tripwire. Tripwire is that product that you're offering to your audience right after they have signed up for your freebie. So usually this appears on the thank you page of your freebie, as well as the first welcome email or the email sequence. And this really is your chance to turn that email lead into actually paid customer. And tripwire is one of the simplest sales to make, as tripwires usually are very high value, but they are low ticket. And after your audience, after the person who has signed up for this freebie, they have already said, yes, this is what I'm interested in. They're already taking action. They have already proven that, you know, they are on that right track. Your task right here, right now, is to provide them logical next step. So how to create a great tripwire? The core of a good tripwire really is that it has to be highly relevant to your free offer and just make the perfect sense. For example, you're providing free Pinterest marketing strategy guide. In this case, your tripwire could be Pinterest template pack for $7. Those could be 50 templates or like 20 templates for $7. So you already know that they're interested in optimizing their Pinterest. They're interested in learning exactly how and what they need to do. And they will need to create those graphics. So it makes the perfect sense that they actually purchase the template right now, and maybe the template can even come with like a quick how-to guide. They purchase the template and they can start implementing that free strategy right away. Another example, you're providing free 7-day gut reset checklist. Your tripwire in this case could be $7 gut glow toolkit. For example, in this toolkit, you're including a meal plan, you're including some recipes. So the free checklist is just an insight, right? It gives them a great idea. It's valuable, but then the $7 product is how they can actually start implementing it. It just makes that implementation easier and provides them the tools and things that will actually help them to take that next step. In another quick example, if you have, for example, a free 10-minute decluttering challenge, 10 minutes per day to declutter within 7 days, right? What you can do as the next step is, for example, 4-room decluttering starter kit or even a mini course. So they started with a 7-day challenge and now they do want to take that next step. They want to tackle the hard things. They want to tackle, for example, things that they have been keeping, you know, for just one day. That one day that will never come. And you can create this guide that will help them to tackle these hard things within each of 4 different rooms, like the kitchen, garage, bedroom, and I don't know, closet. Closet is not a room probably, but whatever is the case, right? Whatever makes sense. These are just samples, and obviously I'm not a decluttering expert as much as I love being a minimalist myself, and I love decluttering. I'm not an expert of the topic, but this gives you an idea of what a good tripwire could be. So you're inspiring your audience to take that next step, the next action. Your tripwire is a no-brainer, and your audience is already in that action-taking mode, so it just makes perfect sense. And another important thing about tripwires is that you will want to offer something that is evergreen and you don't have to actively participate yourself in that. So stay away from any type of 101 offers done for you you know, any calls or anything alike, you will want for this offer to be evergreen. So no matter how many people enroll in your freebie, they can easily get access to that. Okay, next up we have an order bump. An order bump is that offer that can be added to the checkout. So before they make the purchase, they can add this additional offer within their cart. Order bump is yet another easy way to make a sale because your audience is already buying. They are already putting in their card number and clicking buy now, right? So this is your chance to tell them, hey, while you're on it, you're already in this process, you already want to take the action, I also have this amazing addition to this offer that could make the perfect sense. So order bumps usually really are just an up-level opportunity, and again, it comes as an easy decision. One thing to note is that your order bump should always be aligned with the price of the offer. For example, if you're selling a $33 mini course, your order bump could be $7. If you're selling a $300 course, your order bump could be $47. If your offer is, for example, 2K or more, your order bump could be like $200, right? You want to make sure that it just makes sense because, for example, if you are selling $2,000 product, it's like a program or evergreen course or whatever that might be, and you're offering order bump for like $7, it just doesn't value-wise make sense, not for you or for your audience, right? If it costs $7, why are you not already including it in this $2,000 package, right? So it has to make sense, and the order bumps work especially well for lower ticket offers. So if you have like a $33 product, a $7 product add-on might make the perfect sense. Another thing that is really specific to order bumps is that order bumps usually will be one-time opportunity that won't be found elsewhere, and it will be for a special price. So you may be selling this offer elsewhere as well, but only right now and right here in this checkout they can add it for a special offer. So let's talk about some good order bump ideas. Here, it's important to really think about that user experience and what can you add to what they're already buying that will make sense and will actually bring the benefit, right? You don't want to just be adding some things because you feel like you have to. You want to think about that experience part. So for example, if it's a mini course that you are selling, an upgrade could be additional masterclass on a related topic. So you're not covering everything within this mini course, right? But there might be that next step, next level information that they will find useful and that will make sense for them to actually buy that masterclass as well. If you're selling a bigger course, you may want to consider adding template packages or some type of a support access. So here, compared to Tripwire, in Tripwire we are avoiding any done-for-you or one-on-ones, but when it comes to order bumps, you can definitely consider that as well, especially for more high-priced offers. And if your offer is high-end, so you're selling something more expensive, you can definitely consider adding in things like audits or strategy calls as order bumps. This will not add more content to the product, but this will add more attention specifically from you and more personalization for your audience. And then last but not least, we have upsells. And actually, as I'm going into the topic of upsells, I want to circle quickly back to Tripwires and order bumps. So one important thing to note specifically about Tripwires, so Tripwire is the offer that you're going to be providing after the freebie, and you might feel like you don't really want to put there an offer for like $7. But the thing with Tripwires is that you're not focusing specifically on making money. It's not a profitable offer for you per se, but it will give your audience that opportunity to step into your actual paid offers, right? So this opens the doors to many other future offers, and people who buy Tripwires often will be more likely to later down the line buy other products. Now, when it comes to order bumps, this is when you can actually make that additional money, right? You're making whichever offer you have there, you're making it more profitable by adding that order bump. And the upsell, in this case, the upsell is that opportunity for you to really up-level your student and bring them into the next level experience. And upsells from all of these are the hardest to make, because usually upsell is exactly what it sounds like. It's that next level step. It's something that will usually require some bigger investment, or it might require more of a commitment from your audience. So the upsell usually is provided after they have made the purchase. For example, once they have purchased your course, they are led into a thank you page. And on the thank you page, you're providing the upsell. The idea of an upsell is that, okay, you have now made this step, but how about expanding and doing even more? How about taking that next level step as well? Usually upsells work the best for medium range products. So for example, if your product is like $300, you may consider upselling your audience into membership. For example, your course is just pre-recorded evergreen content with some templates and guides. And then within the membership, let's say it's a $97 membership, they can get your support. For example, you have weekly Q&A calls, or you're providing Voxer support, or maybe there's even like next level, some master classes and content access as well. It really depends on what your offer is all about. There are many different ways to package this. So the upsell will be that next level, next step opportunity. And it doesn't always have to be more expensive than the product itself, but it also can be that. So if you're providing, for example, a course, then the upsell could be a group coaching program. So they're gonna go through this course right now, but let's say within a month, or, you know, maybe there's a specific enrollment period or specific time when you start the program, you're giving them the opportunity to save their spot for doing this experience alongside with others, or like doing the next step alongside with others. So they will learn the basics within the course, or they will do like part of the journey within the course, and then they have a chance to save their spot for this group experience as well. As I mentioned in the beginning, the upsells definitely can be a bit more complex, and there's more of that strategy to implement. It really depends whether or not you have good offers to add in for the upsells. If you don't, you can still add in any other offers as well, so they can still see what else are you selling, right? However, again, I just have to say that I wouldn't really overdo it with the upsells. If you have something that makes sense, go for it. But if you don't, then better focus on the other parts of that journey versus the upselling per se. Okay, and that is about it. This really is that user experience that we're talking about when we want to optimize, not only increase your own profit, but optimize that customer journey. You want to make sure that every step along the way, there's something that makes sense for them. It's not only about selling, it's not only about you creating more and more products. It's really about bringing what your audience actually needs and setting it right in front of them, giving them the opportunity, because I can't even express how many times creators don't actually give their audience a chance to buy. If you want to optimize your customer journey, you want to give your audience a chance to buy, right? That is like one of the core things really to consider. And you may be surprised how often this is overlooked. And if you are currently in the position where you just don't have all of these offers and you feel overwhelmed, now you feel like you have to create all of them and there's just so much to do, that is not the case. Work with what you have. And if you are in the beginning stages and maybe you're just working on your first offer, I would definitely consider that initial part of the journey, the tripwire. So your freebie and the tripwire, those would be like the core things. So you will want to think about some kind of a low ticket product to offer, because again, it just makes your audience take that step into your paid universe. And from there on, they will be more likely in most cases to buy paid products in general, no matter if those other products come along within a month or in 6 months, in case you're just working on that. So I would start by thinking about it. But if you already have some products, you can always repurpose those products and put them in this funnel. Maybe it doesn't make like the perfect sense just now, and you may need time to like fully optimize everything, but work with what you have. Maybe there's a product that you can easily repackage or like reformat slightly and offer within this funnel as well. And if that's the case, definitely go for it. Now, that'll be it from me for this time. I know it was a bit of an intense episode, but I hope you got all the possible value out of it. If you have any comments or questions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. And if you're interested, I'll be excited to see you inside the Kajabi Glove Up experience as well. That'll be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you in the next episode.